Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network.
Daddy, Greg Wyshynski, fantastic breaking down the Stanley Cup playoffs. He likes the Blues to upset the Avalanche. I agree. Maybe not on the series, but I do like
that. Do we have to bet that?
No.
No? Okay.
I mean, you can. I'm not going to.
I'm going to put maybe a half unit on it. I tell you what I'm going to bet is the Lightning to win tonight. I mean, the Panthers to win tonight.
Puck line, or you're going to lay the price?
165, I'll lay the price.
Part of me feels like they just smoke them tonight and then the Lightning come back and win the series. I think that's my play, is like maybe it's Panthers tonight and then Lightning series bet after they lose.
I like that. I did do this in baseball a lot. I mean, it's pretty standard amongst bettors, but it's like you bet minus one. And if you don't have minus one on your site, you just bet the money line and then the run line. You know what I'm saying? So you'd be betting the Panthers minus one. If they win by two, you real cash. If they win by one, you push. No big deal.
Yep. All right, so baseball bets come. Oh, did I say this on the air? First five winner for me, Hard Locks winner. We won that bet with the Mets and the Cardinals.
Yeah, we did win that.
We did.
Liverpool under.
And the Liverpool under cashed also. It's been a good day for us so far. I would love if myself, Ken, and Jake all finished above 500 this year on baseball. I think it'd be great for the show.
I don't know if it would be bad for your show about gambling if you all finished above 500.
I think at least one of us needs to finish above 500, and I think that we'll be good to go.
I mean, yeah, I think the more that finish above 500, the better for you.
What are you doing right now that you're so distracted? Like, what's happening? Are you betting?
I was looking at something on Instagram. Sorry.
What are you doing, man?
I was checking. What?
Listen, I'm looking at Instagram a lot during the show, but you got to be better about like the being able to do both things.
I will stop doing it because I'm not good at looking at Instagram while I'm doing the show. I'm not ever on Instagram.
RateMyCoach.com.
I was looking at I was trying to purchase IsCliffHot.com. Is Dennis Allen hot.biz.
the Dennis Allen thing is one of the funniest things ever. We actually only have two more games to talk about. Wait, so do you agree with me? Cardinals +3 against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Okay. Bucks Cowboys Sunday Night Football. I said the number can never be 3. It's not anymore. Bucks -2 at Dallas 51.5.
I mean, we said we were on air when this line came out last Thursday, right?
And I was like, no way. Like never.
Oh, because we got the primetime lines before the actual schedule release. I think we were both legitimately shocked that it was that the Cowboys weren't favored, or at least they could pick them at home.
Well, I actually think, like, okay, let's say we're a pick 'em. Let's say that's the line. Tampa at Dallas week one, spread is a pick 'em. What are you betting?
I mean, maybe Tampa.
Yeah, the Bucs have to be favored, but I think it's less than 3. Like, Tampa favored less than 3. I think 2 is fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
But 3 is incredibly wrong, I think.
Well, I guess I'm just surprised because it's like, you know, we so often see we always hear like, oh, the Cowboys are America's team. Like, you know, they're given like like an extra couple of points just because they know that like people are going to bet on the Cowboys side. Therefore, you know what I mean? Like there's a look.
What's Brady's that? On the other side, but Brady's on the other
yeah,
side.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, the Cowboys should have beaten them last year. They should have. In Tampa as 8.5-point dogs.
They should have. I don't know if they should have won the game, but like they were, yeah, I think you can make
that. We may be sleeping on the fact that Amari Cooper's gone.
Are we?
People hate Amari Cooper for some reason. I mean,
I think he's going to be good with Cleveland.
I do too. And I mean, I love CeeDee Lamb, like one of my favorite players ever. But I don't know if I don't know. I mean, like if he's the one and like when you go from Amari Cooper is the 1A and CeeDee Lamb is the 1B and Gallup's your 3 and all of a sudden CeeDee Lamb is your 1 and Gallup's your 2 and you know, Cedric Wilson's gone and you still have Dalton Schultz. But I mean, it's definitely like a downgrade offensively for them, right?
I think so. I think it likely is. Yeah, I think Tampa 2 is fine. Tampa 3 was wrong. So that's the Sunday night. So nope, no, I wouldn't want to make a bet right now on the game.
I'll be betting on it come Sunday night of Week 1, of course.
I mean, duh, absolutely. I'm betting on all these games probably.
Unless I'm like right at the payout line or something like that.
Monday Night Football: Broncos at the Seahawks. Russell Wilson returns home to take on his old buddy Drew Locke, who currently would be the starting quarterback of the Seattle Seahawks. Broncos -4, total 41.5.
I don't understand this line. Why? How are the Broncos not -7?
Primetime, home dog, Week 1.
So
Seattle has one of the best home field advantages in the league.
They also have Drew Locke.
Game 1 for Russell Wilson, like in a new offense. Game 1 for a new head coach. Like I'm just saying, like I'm not saying.
I'll say this too. I think that. Did we talk about this yesterday? No, I think I talked about this with RJ White. Again, we get muddled up when you start talking about all this different stuff. But you go back and look at the Seahawks before Russell Wilson got there. 2010 Seahawks, right? Matt Hasselbeck. Let's see who else they have. It was Hasselbeck.
This is the team that the Beastquake game, right? The Marshawn Lynch game in the playoffs.
No, I think it was the year before, right?
Maybe.
No, this was Beastquake. Sorry. It was Matt Hasselbeck, Charlie Whitehurst, and Charlie Whitehurst playing quarterback for them that year. Just a horrendous 7-9 team that won the NFC West, beat
Sam Bradford and the Rams in the final game of the season to win the division. Yeah.
Which may have been the Sunday night game. Like this,
it was 100% the Sunday night game.
People were mad. Steve Spagnuolo
was broken.
If they show up, no one else on the night deserves it. Anyway, that team averaged 19.4 points per game scored. They gave up 25.4 points per game. The following season, with Tavares Jackson under center, they went 7-9 again, finished third in the AFC West, averaged 20.1 points per game, and gave up 19.7 points per game. The reason I bring this up is that I think I finally figured out what the Seahawks are doing.
I can't wait to hear whatever this is that you're about to say.
And when I say
it's completely nonsensical, like I'm like, where is? I can't wait to see where this ends up.
The Seahawks, Pete Carroll and John Schneider huddled up and said, okay, remember the way, way back time, the time before, a long time ago, before Russ.
Yes. I guess it'd be BRW, right?
Yeah. BRW, before Russell Wilson. Russ. How do we get to 7-9 and make the playoffs and make Beastquake happen and then launch this dynasty?
Well, I mean, because you're right, because like, you know, 7-9 will definitely win the NFC West.
No. I'm not saying it'll work. Exactly. I'm not saying no one's saying it'll work. I'm just telling you, I think this is what they're doing. I think they are going to muddle everything up as much as possible, like bleed clock, run the ball, try and improve the defense, and just get. They're trying to like basically reset to what they were before they had Russell Wilson, and then figure out where their next Russell Wilson is coming from. Now, don't get me wrong, Nick. Before you disagree with me, I don't say things a good plan. I don't think it's going to work. I just think that's what they're doing, and that's what they think will work. And they think Drew Locke maybe could be like a better version in terms of throwing downfield of Tavares Jackson and Matt Hasselbeck in those BRW days.
Yeah,
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
You're probably right about that. I mean, the drafting of Kenneth Walker, I think, kind of tells you that, right? That, like, they're doubling down.
It's a terrible idea.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to work, but, I mean, like, they also don't have to win this game in order to cover the spread. I will say...
That's my point. This team could be an under machine this year and a team that sort of ends up covering some big spreads because they're just not going to let you... They're not going to let you get going offensively. They're not going to get in a shootout with you.
Unless Locke is throwing pick sixes and turning the ball over a ton.
But Geno Smith might be the starter.
Drew Locke is not good. Geno Smith's horrendous. Like, Geno Smith is not going to be the starting quarterback.
Oh, I disagree with that.
What do you disagree with? You think Geno's going to start over Drew Locke in week one?
I don't think it's crazy.
How much do you want to bet? I'll bet you on it right now. I'll bet you $500 that Drew Locke, that's not Geno's.
$500 on it. I'm trying to look at the game. So the games of Geno Smith, 31-7 against the Jaguars. They slaughtered the Jaguars. My God, they lost the Saints. What's that?
I bet the Jaguars in that game
because you don't respect Geno Smith enough.
I don't. Correct.
They lost to the Saints 10-13. 10-13.
Was it, no? The Saints covered the spread in that game.
The Saints were dogs.
Seahawks were +5.5. We bet the Seahawks in that game. We covered in that game.
Oh, yeah, no. The Seahawks were...
That was a Monday night game.
Yeah, that's right. The Seahawks were dogs, and they covered. The week before that, they play the Steelers. It goes to overtime. They lose 23-20 in overtime.
And that was like Geno brought them from behind, like, to get the game to overtime, right?
Yep. And then the week before that was when Russ got hurt. And they lost 26-17 to the Rams. But like...
Oh, yeah. And we had Seahawks teasers +8.5, and they lost by 9 on the...
Russell got hurt. There's nothing you can do. My point being is, I'm pretty sure... Let me just confirm really quickly. Because the Rams game went under. I'm assuming... Steelers pushed at 43, but that's... I mean, that's... You know, what are you going to do about that?
You're making a case for the under here, going under.
I'm saying I think we're going to get under. The Jags game went under. And the Saints game at 10-13 obviously went under. And then Russ came back and they didn't score a single point against the Packers and lost. My point being is that I think it's going to be welcome to Undertown.
But and like you can bring up like the Aaron Rodgers thing and like I get it. Also, like the Seahawks didn't score a point in that game. It's Russell Wilson, though. Like we're talking like Jameis Winston and Ben Roethlisberger and Trevor Lawrence and Urban Meyer. And now we're going to Russell Wilson. Like, bit of a step. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying, like, bit of a step up in class here. I also agree with you, by the way, that I think the spread should be closer to 6 than 3.
That's what I said. It's a perplexing spread.
Now, like, primetime home underdogs, though. And like, so maybe the bet is Seahawks early, Broncos late. Cause I think that's like a Ken Barkley angle where like, you know, Monday Night Football underdogs play them in the first half. Cause like historically there's been value.
Or bet the Broncos now and then bet the Seahawks when it closes at 6 before the game and you got a nice little window where it probably lands in the middle.
I feel like if it's 6, I feel like I think I'd consider betting Denver at maybe 6.5. Betting Seattle.
That's what I'm saying. You bet Denver now at -3.5, and then you bet Seattle at +6 or +6.5 when it closes that. Because there's no way this game closes 6. Like Monday Night Football, Russ versus Geno week 1 is going to close.
It's not Geno.
Russ versus, fine, Drew Lock.
Baker Mayfield.
It is a Drew Lock revenge game too.
Yeah, so it's a Russell Wilson revenge game.
It's double revenge games. So it's Geno Smith revenge game against Russell Wilson.
Oh, that's now you might be onto something. Now you might be onto something. Now hear me out. Monster teaser. I don't know if we have time to maybe we could do some in the Power Hour a little bit. I submit to you, as of right now, one of the absolute musts for the week 1 monster teaser, which again, like I'll give the spiel for people that were not listening during football season. This is a bet where it's 4 legs and you move the line 13 points. It's a bet that you put in and say to yourself, hashtag, how does it lose? But could definitely lose, and you are paying out the nose to make the bet. So this is not like a mathematically sound bet.
It's like just -200 or something.
Yeah, it's not quite -200, but like you have to pay for it. Hashtag how does it lose? The Broncos through 0 out the other side. Broncos +9 on the road in Seattle week 1.
I cannot fathom how that loses. I cannot, like, there's no way Russell Wilson loses by double digits to Geno Smith / Drew Lock in his first game back in Seattle in primetime.
There's, I guess, no, there's way. A way it could happen, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, I mean, they're down by 3 late and Russ strip sack the house and all of a sudden you lose the monster.
Let me give you a bunch of options and you tell me if you like Broncos +9 more or less than these. Rams +14 at home in week 1 against the Bills.
Yeah.
Patriots +15.5 on the road in Miami.
Hashtag how does it lose?
Raiders +17 on the road at the Chargers. Now, does an avenue exist where the Chargers just kill them in that game?
I don't. The Chargers don't really blow people out ever.
What about Bucks +11 in Dallas on Sunday Night Football to start the year?
I mean, no, they're not losing by 2 touchdowns.
But like, that's like what the fun in this is. Like, is there a way that it happens? Like,
yes, there's always a way. There's always, yes, the Cowboys could be up by 7 points. And again, like pick 6 it, and all of a sudden they're down by 14. They're up by 14.
So which of these do you like the least? Rams +14. So the Bills would have to blow out the Rams. Patriots +15.5. Dolphins would have to blow out the Pats. Chargers would have to beat the Raiders by more than 17. Cowboys would have to beat the Bucks by more than 11. And the Seahawks would have to beat the Broncos by 10.
Which do I like the least?
Most and least.
I'd say most I like the Patriots.
Okay, and least?
I mean, I kind of want to say the Rams. The only reason why is
the Rams also. The Bills might kill them.
I just keep coming back to that Chiefs-Pats game in Foxborough when the Pats were the defending champs. And it was like Alex Smith just obliterated.
The Kareem Hunt game. Hunt game, right?
And it's like, whoa. I mean, like Tom Brady got blown out at home by Alex Smith. Like Josh
what
Allen.
The problem was two ugly coaches in that game.
That's right.
That was the issue.
Well, unfortunately, we don't have a whole lot of hotness in old Sean McDermott.
Sean McVay's pretty hot, though.
Sean McVay, he's a scorcher. He's a smokestack.
So infantile, man. All right. More NFL Week 1 on the show tomorrow when Ken Barkley rejoins me here on You Better You Bet. But on the other side, bets for the PGA Championship from the one, the only, the great, J-Maz JD, our pal, James Mazzola.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.